many clubs and bars reopened for the first time since stay-home orders went into effect. One of the venues that was open this weekend for the first time in a while was the Blind Pig. And on stage at the club was Sabbatical Bob, a funk band from Ann Arbor. And with us today are band leaders Ben Green and David Ward. Ben, David, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having us. We're happy to be talking to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Nice to have you. Well, I mean, first of all, can you just real briefly talk about how you've been spending the time during lockdown?
I've been at home most of the time, working on various projects, mixing records. I was doing a series with our keyboard player, Jordan Anderson, called Groove of the Day. We just write some grooves and put them out online and just, you know, finding little ways to stay busy because not a lot to do.
Yeah, no kidding. What did it feel like to step back out on that stage with your band for the first time since the quarantine started?
Oh, well, this is Ben. It was absolutely rejuvenating. Like, so great to finally be back. So great to have everyone back in the same place and playing music together. It's just like magic. Like, we've been apart for so long, and everyone came back to town the day before we had to play, and like when we finally got on that stage and started playing, it's just like finally we get to play again. Mm-hmm. It just feels wonderful.
What kind of crowd did you get?
So there was like a pretty good crowd. The capacity of the Blind Pig was reduced to 100 cap. The crowd obviously wasn't going to be like a normal show, but the crowd that was there was like super high energy. They were really excited to be there. We were really excited to be there. So I think like we still had energy to feed off of, and I think everyone had a great time.
Yeah. What kinds of things were you thinking about when you were making the decision when it was okay to play live again?
This is David again. When we first heard that they were starting to reach out to other bands, you know, just hearing word of mouth, people were getting offers and they were looking for other bands to play with them and whatnot. And so I think that day or something, I was talking to Ben and was like, would you want to play? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. Because we still figured there was going to be maybe like a virtual aspect or something like that. But at the end of the day, I really knew that if an establishment that's income is based on serving customers was to open up in a time like this, hopefully they would take the proper precautions so that their business can remain open. And you know, if there's a bunch of outbreaks there, I'm sure the health department would have to shut them down and all that. So
make sure it's not just a short term opening.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. So I figured they knew they were doing that. We knew what we needed to do to be safe. They told us the precautions they were taking, and
yeah, all the staff were wearing masks. Most of the people inside were wearing masks. And every person that came through the door had to sanitize, like right at the door where they're checking IDs. So they had a big sanitization station. So they're doing things that made us feel a little more safe being in that space and being on the stage and playing for people.
For those who may know, I mean, the club is not huge to begin with. Were you able to distance on stage a little bit too?
I think on stage was about...
On stage, the horns were maybe a little close together, but we weren't playing with the full size band. We were missing a couple members just because people are across the country, back home, can't just like come out on a dime. So sure. One of our piano player, Jordan Anderson, is in Minneapolis, so he has to stay home right now. And like so, we were a smaller group than normal, so we could spread out a little more on stage. And as far as the people in the audience, it seemed like the people that came together, like, were sticking together and spreading out from the other people who kind of came in their own little groups. So that was kind of nice to see that people can have a good time and, like, still take precautions to control the spread of this.
Did you see many audience members masked up?
Absolutely. Yeah, there was quite a few people with masks. And some people weren't wearing them, but I'd say the majority of people were.
You know, that's really good to hear. I was seeing just anecdotal reports from bar scenes in some Michigan towns that it kind of looked like normal, expressing some real concerns that this would be a very short-lived reopening.
We were walking around outside before the gig, and like that's exactly what it looked like. We went over to a couple of the bars up the street, and there was no masks, and everyone was just... It looked like everything was back to normal. So
yikes. So know your bar before you go out.
Absolutely.
Payment for bands sometimes can really depend on capacity at the bar. How do you feel like the band's compensation is going to be affected, considering that venues are dealing with this mandate to just be at 60% reduced capacity?
This is David again. I think just based on, you know, what I already know and what we just recently experienced and the amount of clubs that have to shut down permanently, I think it's definitely going to affect how much a band can make, because the door is a heavy part of the income from the venue. That's usually the biggest part of it, or the only part that they can bump your percentage up or give you more money based on how many people show up. It affected the deal. We have a great relationship with the Pig, and they've helped us get gigs when, you know, maybe we weren't as known as they would normally have people be before they come in on a certain night, but we still, you know, turned up for them. They turn up for us, and then the money was a little whatever, but I'm hoping that because of that, the business can keep running, because we love that place. The community loves that place. And, another aspect too, is that now that show had to be 21 plus, which we've never done a 21 plus show. Because I'm sure it's because of the capacity. They need to sell liquor to make their money, and so
more
people taking up space who can't buy liquor is not necessarily good for a bar business. So that's another aspect of that too. So bands whose fan base may be younger, that'll be harder too.
Something interesting. This is Ben. Something interesting that I noticed was, even though we had a smaller audience, I think it gave a little more of a chance to connect with them a little more, and it seemed like people were. Like, in between our set breaks and stuff, like, we got a chance to, like, interact and, like, talk to people a little bit. And because of that, our merch sales were much greater, and that was a good way to kind of subsidize that loss of money. Like, we can kind of pick up that aspect on our own end.
That's interesting. Yeah, people may or may not know that live performance is, like, one of the few durable forms of income, partly because merch and T-shirts and mostly recorded music sales have come to represent a smaller percentage of what bands tend to make. Can I just ask, I mean, you mentioned that some of your members are off the road now for reasons of their own, but I just couldn't help wondering, I mean, do the economics of a funk band still work at a time when there's all these extra considerations about how many people can be in the club, how much the venues can afford to pay? I've got to believe that folk singers who are, sort of a one-person operation might have the edge right now.
Well, they might have the edge as far as, like, they would then, just by default, being one person, get paid more by themselves. But I think, the most important aspect that, like, we think about when, like, we're going to, like, play a show together is, like, the music part of it. And, like, we want to play music for people. And, like, we understand that, like, the Pig can't really pay us right now because they're having a hard time just like we are. So it's more important that we do what we can to support our community and contribute towards, like, the upkeep of clubs like the Blind Pig, like Ziggy's and Ypsilanti, like all these great places around town, these beautiful gems that Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti have that anyone can go to and experience live music. It's really important that we do our part to continue, like, their upkeep. And besides that, like, I think while, like, a folk singer might have, like, that edge as far as just being by themselves, we all, like, the morning of the gig, all could hang out together and work on merch and make our merch together, which is, like, a really great blessing. And, like, that sense of, like, family that we have within the band is pretty strong. And then, like, we can help subsidize, like I said, that maybe the loss of money compared to that folk artist with our merch. So it's not like fully sustainable. Like, we can't pay everyone in the band a living wage, especially right now, just on that model, because we're not working like 3-4 days a week. We it's just not feasible right now. There's not that many clubs open, but I think it's important that we are playing for anyone, whether that be online or whether that be a small 100 person gig at the Blind Pig.
Ben Green and David Ward are part of the band Sabbatical Bob, who returned to the stage triumphantly this past weekend at the Blind Pig. Guys, thank you so much for being there, and we hope you're able to get some gigs this summer and make it work.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.